Warning: this program contains content that may not be suitable to some listeners. It contains decency, truth, ageless wisdom, a father who cares. It's Generations with Kevin Swanson.
Folks, this is Kevin Swanson. The program is Generations. I'm Executive Director for Christian Home Educators. I'm a pastor. But the reason I'm here today, I'm a father of five and I'm raising my children in a crazy, crazy world. Today, we want to look at persecution in the workplace. There's an organization called Perversity Incorporated. I'm sorry. That's Diversity Incorporated. I get those things confused, Dave, from time to time. It's the perversity guys that really turn my stomach. Diversity Incorporated, well, they are promoting certain corporations that are pro-homosexual and same-sex marriage. And they have given us a top 10 list of companies with a gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender employees, with lots of these guys, apparently. And this diversity list, or perversity list, as the case may be, includes companies such as Eastman Kodak. Okay, so the most perverse companies in America include Eastman Kodak, Ford Motor Company, Citigroup, PepsiCo, Merck & Company, Allstate Insurance, and Coca-Cola Company, also Kaiser Permanente. So these are the most pro-homosexual companies, and the pro-homosexual activists are using these major corporations to secure money from them to push their homosexual agenda. So what we're getting is big money and big government really pushing the diversity agenda down the throats of the rest of us.
But it was true diversity. They'd also be promoting companies that don't like the homosexuals just to celebrate the diversity.
Yes, indeed. In fact, just last year, remember, Allstate fired an employee who was writing an article. I mean, this is off time. He wasn't working for the company at the time, but he just, in his spare time, he was writing some article opposing same-sex marriage. Well, they come down on this guy, and they kick him out of Allstate just because he was guilty of a thought crime. And I guess also a writing crime of some sort.
They said he did not reflect the values of Allstate.
Yes. That's exactly right. Ladies and gentlemen, political correctness in the workplace happens all over the place. Teachers are getting fired all the time for bringing the Bible into the classroom. Think about it. Anybody who walks into that classroom and consistently in his science, in his history, in his reading classes, in all of the classes, he persistently tells the students the beginning of knowledge is to fear Almighty God, who is the creator of heaven and earth and creator of everything around you, including yourself. You ought to respect him. You ought to fear him. You ought to walk in his fear day by day. People who teach that sort of thing in the public classrooms are getting fired right and left, Dave.
Well, yeah, because they are not teaching the orthodoxy of the public schools. And, of course, the orthodoxy of the public schools is polytheism and humanism.
And what about the medical industry? Okay, we've looked at Allstate Insurance. We've looked at the teaching class. Now let's look at what's happening in the medical industry. Just recently, you've got all kinds of pharmacies that are being forced to offer abortifacients.
Yes, in fact, there are several pharmacists themselves who have refused to fill prescriptions for what they consider to be a moral crime because they have a higher oath. They have taken a Hippocratic oath to preserve life, and they're being sued. There's a Walmart that is being sued because it wasn't carrying the quote-unquote morning after pill. And they're being required, actually, to support the immorality in the pharmacy industry.
Folks, this applies to a lot of guys out there. There is persecution in the workplace, and it's only getting hotter. It's coming from the corporate world, and it's coming from the political world. I mean, state legislatures all over America are seeing efforts to enforce politically correct ethics in the workplace. And this is threatening God-fearing Christians. Here in Colorado, for example, Dave, I don't know if you heard about this one, but Senate Bill 81 has just come out. This is sponsored by a Senator Vega. It concerns the expansion of employment non-discrimination protections. It's almost identical to last year's bill in Colorado where you can't discriminate based upon sexual orientation. That includes homosexuality, bisexuality, transgender. I don't see anything about bestiality in here. Maybe that's on Senator Vega's plans for next year, but it's not here this year. But you are not to discriminate against people in your hiring and firing based upon the person's perceived or actual orientation towards homosexuality. So if you perceive that the person is somewhat pro-homosexual, evidently you can't use that to determine whether or not this has a play in this guy's character or not.
Now, Kevin, if the Allstate agent who was fired was living in Colorado and this bill was in force, would he have been protected because he was anti-homosexual? Could he have been protected against discrimination because you can't hire or fire based on perceived sexual orientation?
It has to be based on your perception of the pro-homosexual end of it, not the anti-homosexual.
That's kind of diversity.
Right. You don't want that kind of diversity. We want perversity here, Dave, not diversity. Please, Dave, get it straight.
Oh, I got it now. Diversity is good as long as we all think the same thing together.
No. Diversity is great as long as it's perversity. Okay? Diversity is good if it's perversity. If it's anything but perversity, it's unacceptable. I guess one of the questions in my mind is, what about the guy who has that funny little sexual thing where he's got to fornicate in the conference room? You know, he just got to do it. Is that something you cannot discriminate against in terms of your hiring and firing? Just a question. It certainly does not exempt education organizations, so schools will be forced to hire the transgender and the homosexuals, and doesn't preclude the sex education classes or the gym classes or any of the other classes. It includes all organizations, Christian Home Educators of Colorado. I think we would have to hire homosexuals if push came to shove on this bill. And, of course, we wouldn't hire homosexuals. And if the law says, Kevin, you need to hire homosexuals, and I say, you know, I'm not going to hire a homosexual for Christian Home Educators of Colorado, for Christian Home Educators of Colorado, then the result would be persecution. Ladies and gentlemen, the bad guys are coming. And if you're a Christian, you will suffer persecution in the workplace. That's coming. But you will be blessed. You will be very blessed. You will rejoice and be exceeding glad because you will be persecuted. Folks, that's next on Generations. We're going to talk about persecution in the workplace. Stay tuned.
There's a worldview war going on right now. One radio program gives you full frontline coverage. More of Generations in a moment.
Persecution in the workplace, could it happen to you? Well, you know what, Dave, it happened to me back in 1981. I was just, 17 years old at the time. I was laid off from my job in Kmart. Now, that's pretty much the bottom of the barrel. Yeah, where'd he go? Get fired from Kmart.
I guess you could always go into politics.
Yeah.
And you ran for governor.
And that's what I did. Right. Laid off from Kmart in 1981. I wouldn't work on Sundays. That was the real issue. The first boss that hired me said it was okay. The second guy that came in said, I'm not going to work. So I lost my $3.35 an hour job. Remember, the minimum wage was $3.35 in the 80s. And just the next week, God came and just gave me the $6.50 an hour job or something. It was just an answer to prayer. God came in and said, you lost that lousy job. So what? Here, have a really good one. So you got a little persecution there. But, Dave, you know, that was the 1980s. It just is getting worse. The pressure is increasing. Corporations and governments are coming down hard on Christians who are going to stand up for their faith. And, you know, it's impossible to be neutral in the workplace. If you believe in something and God has said, this is the way I want you to conduct yourself in the business place, and the government or the corporation says, no, you need to disobey God here, there's going to be persecutions. And persecutions mean sanctions. If you discriminate against a guy for bad habits like, let's say, for example, he left 4 wives and 22 children, he's a walking adulterous, treacherous, divorced man. You know, if you say, I don't hire these adulterous losers because that's an indication of really bad character, you could open yourself up for a lawsuit. I mean, lawsuits is something that could happen. Moreover, if you don't hire a homosexual because you believe that his sexuality and the way he carries it reflects something about his character, the character of his life and his heart, you say, well, I don't think he's got the character to work as a counselor in my counseling business. Well, I don't think he has the character to really be a good teacher in my Christian school. Dave, you could open yourself up for a really serious fine or imprisonment.
Of course you could. Now, it used to be that when you owned a company, you could hire who you wanted because you thought that they were representing your company. Wherever they went, they were a spokesman for you and your company. Today, models, actors, people who make endorsements sign a morals clause. There's a way in which they can get fired if they get arrested or other such things because they no longer represent the integrity of the company, at least the way they want it perceived. But now they're saying that the secretaries, the salespeople, those people don't represent your company. In fact, you don't own your company. Your company is a public entity, and you have to hire these people because their right to destroy your reputation is more important than your right to own the property.
Let's face it, Dave, these laws are tyrannical, and the way these corporations and governments are running our country is tyrannical. Biblical law allows for much more freedom to hire and fire. According to biblical law in the free market, you have a right to spend the money the way you want to spend your money. Jesus says that in his word. But according to these systems, the government tells you what kind of character you are going to hire for your business. You can't choose not to hire a dishonest person without character. They choose who you hire for you.
You can't even choose anymore not to hire the kid who has piercings all through his face, you know, through his nose and his lip and his tongue and his chin and his eyebrows. You cannot not hire that guy based on discomfort level that he'll give customers because that is considered discrimination. Kevin, you can't make a moral choice. You can't even make a good business choice.
All right, Dave. We've got to take this thing apart a little bit because the government, on the one hand, should not tell us who we should hire and who we should fire. But when a Christian says, I will not hire a homosexual, you know, there are websites right now complaining about corporations that are discriminating against homosexuals and persecuting homosexuals. So here's the question, who's persecuting who? And it's really going to come down to this. The bottom line here is there is no neutrality anywhere in this world. Either the homosexuals are going to dominate and make sure that no Christians get a job, or the Christians are going to enforce laws to encourage homosexuals not to flaunt the homosexual lifestyle. Now, Christians are required to speak the truth in love. And of course, we should not be snubbing, cursing, and speaking disrespectfully of others. This sort of thing happens in the workplace quite a bit. But we are not to sacrifice our standards or our character as we enter the marketplace of ideas or the marketplace of the marketplace. Now, let's go back into history, Dave. Back in the Roman days, Christians, when they entered the marketplace, many times were required to render some homage to a god or an idol. And if they refused, what would happen?
Well, they weren't allowed there. And this happened throughout the Hellenic world as well. There was an area of town, sort of like a shopping mall, where all the merchants would gather to sell and buy goods. Now, no commerce really happened outside of this area. But on the way in, it was guarded by people, made sure that there was peace in the area, and so-and-so got this space, and so-and-so got this space. Some had permanent space. Others brought their carts in, and they were assigned. So there was some regulation there to keep order. On the way in, though, if you did not worship the god, Athena, or whoever was the god of that marketplace, you were not allowed in to do commerce. So the Christians were forbidden from buying and selling goods in those areas.
So what's happened in history? Christians have been persecuted in the marketplace. They were persecuted certainly by the government because if they didn't bow to the idol of the Caesar, they were tossed into the lions and fed to the lions for some 200 years of church history.
That goes all the way back to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, doesn't it?
Oh, yes, yes. So if it happens to us in the 21st century, we shouldn't complain. The Bible says, be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven if men say these ugly things about you and persecute you. Well, let me get back to this hiring and firing. I believe that non-Christians should want to hire Christians with strong character. because non-Christians who want to succeed in business should be drawn to strong character. That is, a man who has not made an idol out of sex, as homosexuals do, a man who wasn't raised to be a sluggard or who is a disloyal lout in his own marriage. He should look, non-Christians should look, for Christians for their businesses who have the biblical virtues of hard work, self-control, honesty, and these sorts of things. These are absolutely crucial for a business to survive. Now, it's interesting that large corporations think that they are big enough to ignore God's law and Christian character. But as they ignore the character of men's hearts, as they ignore the biblical virtues of self-control and a proper husband-wife relationship that's maintained with integrity and purity, as they ignore these things as important factors, when they ignore the character of life defined by God's law, they're only doing it to their demise in a free market. They will kill themselves as they continue to seek after wicked people, people with low character, to work in their corporations. Dave, they're not going to survive.
Well, nobody said that corporations were smart. They're greedy and powerful, but they're not necessarily smart. They make decisions in the short term that hurt the long term all the time. That seems to be their MO.
So, Christians, let me encourage you in the workplace, stand by your values. Stand by your strong character. If your religion is just something like, you know, Jesus loves you, you just have your little Jesus loves you button on your vest all the time, and that's the extent of it. You forget about God's law. You're not going to get any persecution. But I've seen Christians in the workplace, when others are talking, you know, in the cafeteria about what they did last night. I got drunk and we partied all night long. I woke up in my own vomit. Oh, ha, ha, it was a lot of fun. We had so much fun partying. The Christian in the group isn't laughing. He just says, thank God there's mercy for such sin and misery. Suddenly everything gets very quiet. You see, now you're talking about sin. Now you're talking about repentance. Now you're talking about the standard of God's law. Somebody's going to get persecuted, Dave. I've seen it. I've seen it. Guys get persecuted for saying stuff like that.
If Christians have the love of their God, such that they would ask a superior in the corporation, in the business world, to not use his name in vain, they will not be considered for the next promotion.
You know, there's an American businessman that went over to communist China, and he's chatting with a few Chinese Christians out there. And one of the Chinese Christians looks at this American businessman and says, so, you ever, like, witness about Christ in your workplace? And the American businessman said, you know, if I did that, I'd get fired. They just laughed. There was no response. They just laughed. You might lose your job. Your job. You might lose your job. They've lost a lot more than that out in China, my friend.
In China, they're being martyred. The Book of Revelations has a little part about some martyrs. It says, they overcame them by the blood of the Lamb, the power of their testimony, and they did not love their lives unto death. If you don't have a testimony, you have no power.
You don't have anything. You don't have anything. When people know that you're a follower of Jesus Christ and that you take that seriously, there will be people out there to harm you. It's a 2,000-year tradition. No, make that a 6,000-year tradition. Ladies and gentlemen, persecution is the vehicle God uses to transform us from lukewarm to red-hot followers of Jesus Christ. And I say, come on, persecution. Make it happen. Because life is too short to be vague. Life is too short not to sacrifice something for the one who sacrificed it all for us. And isn't that the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ? My name is Kevin Swanson. You have been listening to this program, Generations. And you can interact with this program by emailing me, kevin@check.org. And you can hear the program anytime, anywhere in the world at kevinswanson.com. But please be aware, our current broadcast schedule on this station is changing. You need to check kevinswanson.com for the new broadcast time in your market. It's changing everywhere. So if you like this program, check out the new broadcast times at www.kevinswanson.com. This is Kevin Swanson inviting you back again next time as we lay down a vision for the next generation.